Bill, one thing that Tom talked about, and it was pretty obvious on Sunday, is how important it is to be balanced and what the run game can allow you guys to do. I was wondering if you could talk about what does it allow you to do when you guys are as successful as you were and running the ball.
We always try to stay balanced. Whatever our game plan personnel groupings are for that game, we'll always try to have a good mix of run and pass. And when you're able to run the ball, you're able to set up a number of different things off of that, play action being obviously one of them. But you're just able to balance up your offense and keep the defense, you know, guessing as to what you're going to do.
Was that the first game that you guys really did that successfully, would you say? This season, obviously.
Yeah, you know, it was a very balanced game for us, so it was our most balanced game.
Bill said yesterday that it was, in terms of Tom's overall play this past Sunday, he said it was probably his best game of the year, not basing it on numbers, but basing it on the reads, the decision-making process. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit and maybe give us an example or two of where that really came through.
When you play quarterback in this league, you know, number one, it's about the wins and the losses. So, number one, it's that your team wins. Number two, it's really good decision-making and throwing the ball accurately and not turning the ball over. Then there's other things that come into play, especially like as it related to last week, a road game, the crowd noise early, getting us in the right protection or into the right running play or whatever it may be. You know, he did a very good job of managing the game and sticking with the game plan, and he played a very solid game.
Bill, this is back-to-back weeks that we've seen Walker put up pretty big numbers. How much do you need to see the other receivers be involved? Or does Tom need to look at these guys more, or is it just a matter of what's being presented there that Wes is getting the catches that he is?
Again, just it's a game plan offense, and the philosophy is to take what the defense gives us. And you know, to this point in the season, you know, Wes has had a very productive season, and there's been times when Deion's been productive, and there's been obviously times like in the two-minute drive before the end of the half on Sunday where Chad's been productive. So it's based on what the defense is making available to us, and then Tom making the proper read, which on Sunday led to, you know, a lot of catches for Wes. And this week it could be somebody else or some other people.
Hey, Bill, Wes has averaged like 8 catches a game for his career as a Patriot. And how is that? It seems like there's more, like it's not just the defense, what they give you. It's more of you guys making sure that he's involved no matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, again, all those guys are involved. I think as it relates to Wes, the skill set that he has allows him to get open quite a bit, and you know, his quickness, his intelligence, his hands, you know, those are some things that are really, you know, allow him to get open quite a bit. And again, but all of those guys are a part of the game plan every week.
You mentioned Chad. I think this, I may be wrong, but I thought this was the first time he's been in the two-minute offense. Is that true?
No.
Oh, is it not? Okay, well.
Nope.
Okay. But he was featured in the, or he was in the two-minute offense on Sunday, right?
At the end of the half when we, right.
Right. Okay. I'm wondering, when you put him in a package, you know, like that or in a situation like that, is that something where, you know, during the week of practice, you know, you say, all right, you know, learn, focus just on this part of the offense this week so you can make sure to get this part down? Or how does it kind of manifest itself where he'll be in, you know, one kind of look or one package like that?
We require those guys to learn all the wide receiver positions so that they're interchangeable. And, you know, it's easier said than done, and that's what we ask those guys to do.
Bell Taylor Price was active this past week. How much closer is he to finally being able to be in a situation where he can get in there and actually take snaps? And what have you seen at him practice-wise since he's been able to get back out there?
He's been out there. We'll have to see tomorrow how he's doing. Seemed like last week he was ready to go. It's probably more of a question for Bill as far as, you know, Bill's interaction with our trainer and things. So, but as far as last week's concerned, he was ready to go for the game, and so he was active.
You know, Bill, it seems my phone was beeping. It seems every week you guys will come out in the first drive or sometimes two drives and throw a lot of things at a defense just to see what they're doing, I assume, and to see how they'll respond. With the Jets this week, they always keep everyone guessing. How much figuring out what you guys do in the first drive or two drives as far as, like, who is Revis on, what kind of looks they're giving you, and kind of take me through that process a little bit.
We're putting that all together right now. We'll always be a multiple personnel grouping team. We'll go into the game with numerous personnel groupings and a lot of different ways to attack a defense. And then once you get into the game, it's a matter of adjusting to what the defense is doing and making sure that you are either sticking with the game plan or doing something that, you know, maybe they've done something different and you have to adjust to it. But we do the same thing every week as far as our the concept of multiple personnel groupings and things like that.
Bill, I know you guys are not averse to moving guys around a little bit and putting them at some, you know, different or unique positions. And we've seen Dane Fletcher at fullback and Thomas Welch on Sunday. We saw him at tight end. How have those two guys done with the transition, and what sticks out for you about the way they played there?
On game day, you know, you have 46 guys on a roster. So, like Bill always says, you're trying to make use of everybody, and each guy on the team has different role, and some roles are bigger, some roles are not quite as big, but each one is hugely important. And as far as those two guys are concerned, they've both done a decent job with their role, and just like everyone else on the team, they're going to try to keep getting better every week and keep embracing their different roles, whatever it may be, week to week.
Bill, just going back to Wes for a minute, his yards per catch average is 15 yards right now, which is about 33% higher than his career average. And it seems like it's not so much he's getting those yards after the catch this year, although he is, but it seems like you're using him more downfield. And is that the case? And if so, what did you see to make you think you could go in that direction?
Wes, because of his skill set, can run a lot of different parts of the route tree. And I would say the same would be true for all of those guys, Dion, Chad, Wes, Taylor Price, you know, whether it's underneath routes, deep routes, all those guys can run the route tree. And so that's what we try to do is make sure that they're doing a lot of different parts of whatever our passing route tree is for that game.
We'll take a final question for Coach O'Brien, and then Coach Belichick will be next.
What's your view of the kind of player that Darrell Revis is, and how much of focus will figure out what he's going to do be on Sunday?
He's a really good player. They have a lot of good players on their defense and on their team, and you know he's a guy that's playing at a very high level and has been at a high level. And like I said earlier, we're putting the game plan together right now, and we'll put it out on the field on Wednesday, first and second down tomorrow, and see how it goes, and then just keep building it as the week goes on.